Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You have stumbled upon the Holderness Family Podcast.
You may know us from our really super cringy, weird videos on Facebook that like your Aunt Linda shares.
It is our job to make you laugh and also maybe make you cringe or some of your friends cringe. And if that's the case, sorry, that's just who we are. We're a little cringy.
We don't try, it just comes that way.
Well, it's video, right? Especially if you put music to it.
It's like
it's mostly me.
Yeah,
you're not as cringy.
That's true.
But in this medium, you'll find a new, more lovable Penn Holderness.
You're super lovable.
Which is what our podcast is about today. Not really.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit. We're going to talk to you today about surviving quarantine as a partner, as a married person, because we have some experience, y'all. It was a podcast topic that was suggested to us from a lovely listener. Was talk to us about how your marriage has changed during quarantine. And Penn and I looked at each other like, that's a great topic. And then we sat there in just silence, like, it hasn't really changed.
Not too much.
Yes.
Here's why, though. Because we've been living in quarantine for 6 years now.
We've been working from home together.
Yeah.
Forever.
There's a whole other podcast about how our parenting has changed, and we'll do that once we figure it out.
I know, because right now it's we're going fast and loose on the parenting thing.
Yeah, we're trying our best. We're going to bring experts in for that. But really, as far as us living together and working together, I put us in the expert category at this point because we have reached kind of that Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours.
It feels like 100,000 hours, but yes.
It really has. I mean, it's one of the reasons we wrote the book, because we do have a lot of experience being in close contact with each other.
By the way, our book,
right?
We just turned in last night, final like copy edits.
High five. Hang on.
Air five.
Pause.
Hold on. No, really,
let's do a real
away.
High five.
Real far away. Oh,
real high five.
That kind of hurt.
Come on.
for our book, which are like, it's titled Everybody Fights. It'll be out next March, and you're going to hear a lot about it. But I think that we're passengers on this flight, right? We don't come to you presenting that we're therapists or counselors, but we are walking the walk and we are living this. And if there's like one or two little tidbits you can take away that can help in your relationships, that would just make my life.
Well, and in discovering all this, we have relied on other experts and a fair amount of research that is out there that we kind of compiled into what we think is an entertaining book that'll help you figure it out. Again, let's not get too nuts here because it's not even available for pre-sale yet. What we are going to do is talk about some of the things we studied before quarantine that is now helping us during quarantine, that maybe if you're a married couple and you guys are a little friction going on, like the wrong kind of friction, that maybe we can help with.
Oh, I think that the number one thing that we are doing in quarantine, and Penn has taught me throughout our marriage, is just to de-escalate.
Yes.
That tensions are high right now, and it is easy for me to go from zero to I want your stuff, I'm going to throw it on the lawn. Like, I go there real fast.
So we're talking specifically about fights here.
Fights,
right?
Yes.
Fights are going to happen. Fights are in. Fights aren't necessarily always bad.
No.
Fights can be good. You can discover each other's vulnerabilities. You can get to know each other better. You can learn about boundaries. You can learn about sensibility. You can learn about a lot.
It's our theory that fighting is a love language.
Yes. So here's what we learned in our research about de-escalating. And we'll give an example. So you and I get into an argument about the way I said something to you. Something's very basic. Like, if I say, why are you acting so stupid right now?
Which you would never say.
Well, I've learned not to, but I have in the past. And that escalates into you saying, how dare you? Do you have any idea what I've been through? Back and forth. It's like that TikTok that's going around right now where someone says...
Yeah, they're setting up their partners with saying... And they're recording it on the sly saying, you know, I really feel like you could have been nicer to me today. And then they videotape the responses.
And it's escalating. It's always escalating. It's someone coming back at you and then back and forth and back and forth. And it gets to a point, and we've realized this through research, that your sympathetic nervous system, like your fight or flight instinct that you have as an animal, not as a human being, as an animal, triggers during a spousal fight, just like it would if a bear was coming after you in the middle of the street. It changes your heartbeat. It changes your pupils dilate. It puts you in this like adrenaline crazy mode. And you guys, guess what? It shuts down the part of your brain that controls speech. So sometimes when you are screaming at someone and you kind of find yourself going, "Rawr, Florida, snar, blah, blah," that's a physical thing that is happening. Mm-hmm. So really, you shouldn't be fighting. When you're in that state.
When you're in that state, when you're in that heightened state, and you know what it is. Like, you know, and I get to this point with my kids a lot recently, and I need to literally just like set it down, walk away, because some bad things have come out of my mouth.
I can always tell when you're about to get into that because your steps
get really heavy.
Get really heavy. And you, wherever you are, and you're not a very loud person, but you lead with loud mom voice.
I know. So what I have learned, and I've been better about it, is just to de-escalate. When that happens, 5 deep breaths, take a walk around the block. I pet my dog. There are things that will like de-escalate and then engage. Don't ignore the problem. Don't walk away from it. But if you're coming at it from that screaming tone, nothing is going to be solved. You're going to say something you regret. And I think that in this time of quarantine, if you're partnering in quarantine, to be able to de-escalate is a valuable tool.
Excellent.
Okay. Then the next one I would say is make sure you're giving a lot of space to the person. And yes, I know some of you are in tiny spaces, and we're saying quarantine things. I mean, we're in the South right now, and a lot of people have pretended this doesn't exist. We're still, you know, we venture out here and there, but we're still pretty much home-based. So we give space. There's no questions asked. I go take 3 walks a day. Mm-hmm. I have carved out and kicked the kids out of a space just to be able to close the door. And so he knows that that's exactly what I need.
Yeah. And it's funny. You said no questions asked. And the only reason it's no questions asked is because we have clearly told each other when and why we want this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We asked for what we wanted. You want some time to go for a walk. You want some space to be alone. Mm-hmm. And that's why it works. I've told you my space is different. Like, I like to go away and find ways to be with people, which has made quarantine tough, though I've found some options.
Yeah. So tennis, they've said, is a very socially distant. So Penn has been playing tennis. And last night he goes, I'm going to go up. There's this like community ice, you know, at this place where he plays tennis. There's a big like ice chest, which I think you're stealing ice. They don't like make that open for members.
They do. They actually do.
Okay.
I asked them several months ago and they said it's part of your membership.
Okay, cool.
So
he's like, I need to go get ice. We're not going anywhere. We don't need ice. We're not having a party. We don't need ice for anything. I'm like, oh, this is where you just need to leave the house, right? He goes, yes. And I was like, what are you getting ice for? We're fine. So and that just like, became funny.
It was like Louis C.K. started a joke once with, I went out for some toilet paper because my wife said we needed toilet paper because I threw all the toilet paper away so I could get out of the house.
Basically, sort of you threw away all the ice. Yeah. So I think that, and not... you know, not asking a lot of questions around it, just acknowledging that. And I think people are getting better with that and happy to send their spouse on the way.
But it comes from this, and I've actually seen this from some of my friends, even in quarantine. You've got to talk about what you want. Mm-hmm. You've got to say, and I've even had friends say, oh, it's not going to work with my wife. Try it.
Yeah.
Just try it. Try saying, honey, I need some time. There's someone playing tennis. It's a safe sport. It's another person that's not my family. I'd like to go see them. It's not.
Or let me, I just need that time.
Yeah.
And, I think in quarantine, people are more accepting of that. But that is something throughout a relationship that, yeah, we live together, we work together, we raise kids together. So we have to be really, we have to kind of put boundaries around our space. Mm-hmm. And there, some days are better than others, right? Like some days, yeah. You know, it's a challenge, but we all need a little space.
Yes.
And that goes into the next thing we were talking about is like really accepting who your partner is and not at this point trying to make big, huge, heavy changes.
Right. This is not a time to say, you know what? I'm not a huge fan of blank.
Unless it's chewing with your mouth open.
So then. That's another good example. Oh my gosh. You kind of got busted on this. I think that's something that you should, we're going to get in a fight now. I don't think that you should be get like, you have been really up in my grill about my chewing. Is it that bad?
You guys. So it has been, you know, another question we get is, Kim, you talk about your anxiety and you talk about your depression. Have you actually been diagnosed? Yes. I've been to lots of therapists and counselors mm-hmm. and psychiatrists and psychologists and right. taken the meds and been off the meds and done the thing. I've walked the walk. This is me.
You need a med for my chewing.
Well, I mean, there's this thing called misophonia, which that kind of sets you off. But I have this auditory trigger. So if anything is too loud, why would you do that?
No, is that an example of what, like,
yes, that's, why
I'm
would just you give, do that?
I just, for a second, I was going to see. And so you had a very averse reaction to that. I wasn't trying to torture you. I was giving an example for our listeners.
Okay.
You seem very upset.
Why would you do that if you know that it bothers me?
It's very brief.
It's very brief and it very bothered me.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So there it is. So now we see this.
Right. So I have this auditory trigger. And if I have a husband who loves to talk and loves to eat. And so he sometimes loves to eat and talk at the same time. And mm-hmm. so I have to do the like international sign for close your face while you're eating. And so that was our last fight. And we're about to have it again today. Aren't you guys lucky?
But you guys, sometimes I'm not even talking. I'm just doing normal eating noises and I have to go do it in another room. Soup is right out. I love soup. I love soup. I haven't had, like, when you go out of town, I go to get soup. There's a ramen place. When we're not eating together, I'll go there. But I can't eat soup with you.
No.
So here's the thing. I can't change your condition.
Exactly.
You can't change my actual mouth wetness or whatever it is that causes me to be allowed. Because the kids now are onto it. Because you said something. I have a wet mouth and I am a loud chewer.
Stop saying that.
Well, I mean, I think it's one of the reasons.
So gross.
But honestly, like, I'm a decent singer thanks to my wet mouth.
Oh,
you know that, right? Like, you saw Hamilton, the king. Did you see how much he spits when he sings?
It almost ended me. That was awful.
But no, I can't, like, I want to be polite about it, but I can't completely change it, and this is a tough time to do it, and you can't change how you feel about it.
And by the way, on the scale of like 1 to 10 in terms of like level of seriousness of this fight, it's not serious. But if we're talking about changing, you're not going to make me an extrovert. You're not going to make me,
no,
you know, and I'm not going to make you an introvert. I think that's, you know, I can't make you be happy with sitting on the couch every night. I can't do that. And so just accepting mm-hmm. who that person is. And let me tell you, just being witness to somebody's life story, just being like, just being with somebody and accepting who they are. It's easy to say, it is harder to do in a marriage, I think, in a partnership. And it's just, I do think I spent a good part of early in our marriage trying to change who and how we operated. And even in the beginning of our business, I was trying to change like the type of videos we were doing. I was trying to change this. And you're like, no, that's not who I am. That's not who we are. And you were so right to kind of just stay true to who you were. So,
well, thank you. So we've got, that's a great segue because we kind of laughed about that a little bit, to one of my other things that I think we've learned under quarantine. When you communicate with each other, like we do constantly, you can sometimes find humor in these arguments and in these fights. And it actually acts as a nice de-escalator, especially if it's something that you can like both openly talk about and admit. So I have a story from quarantine that I'd like to tell. I think you'll be okay with this one. So we visited some friends in their backyard. I think we were more like 10 feet away. You guys, we're like psycho about this social distancing things. We were a long way away from each other. We were sitting in these chairs. I was facing away from their house. And all of a sudden, I hear my wife scream, "Penholderness!" And I'm like, what? She goes, our friend Michelle.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Who had hurt her hamstring. She's like, Michelle just walked all the way from her house with a cooler and you didn't help her. And I didn't know she was there. I was facing away from it.
Yeah, I needed you to anticipate somebody else's needs, honey.
But it's like one of those things that I think you notice when you're around people is you can talk freely to me and you can, if there's something, if you see an injustice in the world or something that's going on, the easiest place to heap the blame is on your partner. So that happens all the time. But we got such a like kick out of it. And even our friends did. We were like, they were both like, why are you yelling at Penn? He can't even see what's going on.
I know, but like the easiest place to go is to blame your person. There's a huge mess downstairs. That's probably Penn. Like that is because you're safe, right? You're safe for me. And right. And so I can just openly just I know.
But we laughed about it.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Rather than me getting really upset that I've been wrongfully accused, I laughed at the ridiculousness of it. You laughed at the ridiculousness of it. It came full circle to you saying what you just did which is it's easier for you to lay that on your partner. You know, I don't mean that. I love you. And then we got closer.
I think that's because you do. I think a more fragile person or somebody with a bigger temper would have taken my words
and held a grudge.
And held a grudge. It would have been completely. This is why I know that there's no other person who could be married to me. Somebody else would have said, you're ridiculous. And yeah.
I didn't say you're ridiculous. I laughed.
Right.
Which is the same thing as saying you're ridiculous.
Right. But you didn't make me feel terrible about it. So
that was great.
Sorry.
No, it's, you look back on days and moments. That was the hardest I laughed that day. And we all laughed. And laughter is great in a time like this. Yeah. Really, really is. Particularly if you can just take a minute and just say, yeah, that was ridiculous.
I hope we can laugh about this year. Somebody sent me an article about walking sharks or something.
No.
I just saw the headline. I refuse to engage. I'm calling it fake news.
So, you know, a lot of those are things that have happened several years ago, but it's just, it's clickbait now because it's 2020.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
The meth gators, they've been around for several years now. The alligators, I'll explain to you guys that they live near where people are flushing their meth down the toilet, and then they drink the water with the meth, and they get all methed out, and they start acting all methy. So, but that was several years ago.
Okay. Well,
We've got more tips. Should I move on?
Sure.
Okay. The last thing for me, and you can add on some stuff if you want to. It's funny. We normally have like 40-minute to hour podcasts. This is things that have made us better during quarantine. It's a shorter podcast.
No, it's how we're managing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a few things, but we don't have a ton. A big one for us is we have a team meeting every morning that we didn't necessarily used to do.
Yeah. And so Penn and I sit down, and by sit down, that's generous. Like, we're putting in our contacts. We've had some coffee.
Sometimes we're on the phone in different places.
Yeah. Like, and we're like, what's
conference call?
Yeah. And so what it helps us do is lay out our day. Like, I have a call at 11. He knows he's got to like keep the kids occupied or just make sure he's not barging in. I know. And so it's logistics, but it's also like, what do you want to accomplish today? How can I help you? Like, how can I help you get that done? And then we're all on the same page, because as much as you're in the same house, I feel like it's really easy to slip into that, like, I'm not talking phase. I think we have gone through those phases where you and I work together, live together, raise kids together, but we don't actually talk to each other.
Yeah.
And that's why this podcast has been such a gift, because it makes us sit our butts in the chair and look at each other and talk. It's a guaranteed time, but it's very easy to just go side by side and live these almost parallel lives as roommates and not actually talk and communicate.
That's a great way to put it.
And that's, you know, we fell into that trap a little bit when we first started working together.
And it was more difficult before COVID. And I'm going to thank COVID for this, for making us realize this, because we were taking our kids to three different places.
Right.
We had to leave our house to run a lot more errands, had to do a lot more things.
Mm-hmm.
Our consulting firm Walk West, we had to be over there half the time. There was a lot more going on. And so we never really did these team meetings. We were roommates, kind of like you said.
Right.
Now that we've had a second to take a breath and take a beat and sort of slow things down just a tad, we've had time to do that. And now, no matter what the world goes back to, we're always going to have that meeting. Because in the past, that, like, living like roommates.
By the way, we weren't living like roommates.
No, I mean, we were working it out.
Not like that. That's not what I meant. Like, we had a good relationship.
Sure, yeah.
There were periods that got busy, and we were like, ships in the night type of thing. Yes, but still working it out.
The last 7 years since we've started working together, we've found a way to make our marriage stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of time, it hasn't been perfect. There have been some roller coasters. We've gotten in some fights. But most recently, during quarantine, we have started these team meetings. Before that, we called it the fire hose. I would do my errands. I'd drop the kids off. And then I'd come into the house at 8:15. And Kim would just unload everything that she wanted that day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our meeting. It was a fire hose.
And it was very one-sided.
Yeah. And I used to hide in, remember? I would hide in the car. I would hide in the car for like 10 extra minutes before I came in. just to steal myself.
To avoid me. No, because it was a very one-sided meeting. And now he gets to, because not all of me, they're going to listen to this and think I'm a terrible person.
I was about to say, you were more organized than me.
I was more organized.
100%.
So if we didn't have me shooting the fire hose at him, we'd have no videos. So
that's accurate.
That is accurate. And now you have your own little list of things to do, and it's really cute.
And I like lists.
I know.
But with ADD, and you know what? We've got to go back on the ADD train at some point, because I'm wondering.
Time for an update.
Well, I'm curious about how this, everything, is uniquely affecting people who have a deficiency of dopamine in their prefrontal cortex. Wait, did I say that right? I think that's what ADD is. So we're going to get added about that. I'm sure I got something.
I'm unaware of what the official
something like
chemical
that.
Imbalance is, but I think you've been crazy productive in quarantine. I mean, we've made an effort to create more content and more videos. And I think part of that is your ability to hyper focus and bounce from one thing to the other. So I think in that way, your ADHD has been a gift.
You guys just kind of put me on a hamster wheel and put a carrot in front of me.
Yeah. I'm like, go, go, go.
Yeah.
So I think in this, your creative endurance, I think, is something. There's all these, if you have ADHD or your child has ADHD, you know this, like there's so many blessings that come out of it. And one of Penn's, I think, is just this exceptional creativity and the endurance of it. And that's what I'm in awe of, because I can write a couple blogs, I can do a couple skits, and then I'm kind of bent.
Yeah, you have to collapse. You redline mentally when you're creating. Most of the time.
I love it. It's my favorite space, but I can't do it every single day. And you're like, oh, we could call it like hit the song tree, because like there was like this image of just like a hit song tree, and you just go out and you pick a song, and then there it is. You serve it up. So we go out and hit. It doesn't make sense. Why do we say that?
Because remember the guy from Figure Eight, we were in a production company call, because they were doing a reality show on us. This was like 6 years
failed,
ago.
Failed like four episodes.
I was very proud of the work that the production company
they
did.
They were amazing.
We
but
just
it turns
aren't
out,
interesting.
We're just not interesting people, you guys.
We don't get in fights. They try to make us fake fights.
No, they didn't try to make us fake fight, but they tried to put us in situation. No, they didn't even try to push us in situation to make us fight, but they try to create more interest in our life.
Right.
Our lives, I promise you, whoever's listening to this, your life is more exciting than
ours.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
No, but so Kirk, who was one of the principals at the place, we were talking about how they always wanted to end it with a song.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. So that's on me. And he goes, yeah, I mean, you know, we don't want to put too much pressure on you to have to go outside and just shake the hit song tree until something comes down. And we were like, that is an awesome metaphor, dude.
Yeah.
And it has stuck with us ever since.
Yeah.
So that's
But you can do that in a weird, and it, of course, not everything gets 20 million views, but they're all great. And
my ADD brain has been very satisfied with the fact that every freaking day something crazy is happening in the world. I know it's not ideal.
My introvert brain wants to like dig a hole and sit in it.
That's your empathetic brain more than anything. It's your ability to be an empath. But it really, for someone like me who likes to see something and turn it around as quickly and efficiently as possible, when it comes to creating, the best type of creation is discovering something that's already out there. That's true inspiration. And then it's a lot easier. And then you don't have to redline as much because it's there.
What do you mean discovering that something like, oh.
My theory is that inspiration is the discovery of something that's already been created, rather than, you know, getting out of nowhere, mainly because Ellen Page said it during Inception, and I'm stealing her line.
Oh, is that where it comes from? Because you quote it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, kind of. I'm using bits and pieces of it. But if you guys know me, I'm obsessed with Christopher Nolan movies. And she said that when she was creating a dream in Inception. And they talked about how true inspiration is where it's a cycle where, oh, I'm going to get this wrong. Let's move on. Ellen Page, she's awesome. It's the discovery of something that's already out there.
I've heard that theory before, that like all the ideas are actually out there. It's a very woo-woo theory. And then you just kind of like, when your mind is open to it, when your soul is open to it, the universe will actually plant the idea. It'll put it in your path.
Right. So the universe is planting everything right now. The universe is being very generous with its inspiration.
But you're
and its
open
content.
To it, and you're open to accepting it.
That's probably true. I mean, it always has to go through a filter, and the filter is my brain, and my brain has ADD, and it wants to go quick.
Yeah.
And everything, even though quarantine has slowed things down, the way of the world has sped up to the point that you just don't know what to expect from 1 minute to the next.
Right.
So anyway, that took a weird turn into Penn's creative process.
Yeah, but maybe we should go back, hit the old ADD, ADHD.
Like how are they doing? I mean, they're certainly, I would say if I were in an online class, I'd be in a lot of trouble right now.
And I feel for the ADHD babies that are going to be doing online school, because that's going to be hard without, but you know what? It's not forever. This, I keep repeating to my children, what we're going through right now is not forever. This is not going to be forever. This is not how you're going to go to college. This is not how you're going to raise your children. Like, we're going to get a hold of this. We're going to be better for it. And we're going to get through this. So it just, not every day feels like this, but
yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. If you wouldn't mind, would you hit the subscribe button? That way it like you don't get, it's not like a spam thing, but then it's just like on your phone. You're like, hey, I love it.
It also helps people find us.
It helps people find us. If you could leave a rating or review, if you enjoyed it, if you did not, you can just skip that. I'm kidding. If you have any feedback, we also accept feedback as well. If you take a screenshot, tag us on Instagram stories, and I try my best to respond to all of those because I sometimes will avoid doing my actual job and I'll just go onto Instagram stories. So you could do that too. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. I'd love to hear how, you know, we hear a lot of bad news out of quarantine. We've heard a lot of marriages that aren't doing so great. I'd love to hear it if you've found ways to work with your partner, if you've found ways to become closer. I'd love to hear that. And you can hit us up on Instagram, on Facebook. You know, we're around.
Yeah, we can't just give tips. We need to receive them.
Yeah.
Because we're just one family.
Yeah.
That was pretty morose. All right. your ending was better than my ending. We're going to keep it all on here, Max. By the way, let's say hi to Max. For those of you who listen to our podcast, we haven't had Max here because we're not going anywhere for our podcast. And Max's podcast is in downtown Raleigh. But Max does edit these, and we do miss Max. And if you guys, actually, Max, you want to say something real quick?
Hey, Kim and Penn, this is Max, and I'm coming to you from my home studio because I am quarantined as well. Hello, Holderness audience. We miss you all terribly over here. But I will say thanks for doing what you're doing. I appreciate that whatever you're going through tends to be something that we're going through in our household at the same time. So it's good to have you making these podcasts, and I very much enjoy editing them. Take care, everybody.
That was great.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he said, but maybe he'll like insert some comments there.
Because so we miss Max. We miss
Max. And if you miss Max, like once this whole thing blows over, he will certainly be back. Because I love having that voice in my head during these things. All right.
Good talk, guys.
Bye.
Until next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.